Heading into week three of the season, the Chiefs are stunned. They're reeling from back-to-back losses and are searching for answers as they face a three-game stretch that looks to test them even more than they've been tested thus far. How did they get into this position? Why do they find themselves already battling to fight their way back into the division race? These questions are one that aren't easily answered, and the Chiefs themselves might be the most perplexed. Coming into the 2012 season, the Chiefs roster was stacked with incredible talent. They enjoyed a very quiet but productive free agent signing period that brought in solid playmakers to bolster a potent offense. At tight end, having Kevin Boss complement Tony Moyoki, who was returning from an ACL injury, was a perfect fit. Also returning from injury, a rejuvenated Jamaal Charles was paired up with Peyton Hillis' bruising style, aspiring to give the run game a 1-2 punch it had not seen since the 2010 season when it ranked amongst the very best. Eric Winston's gritty attitude was added to an offensive line that was founded in order to give Matt Cassel the opportunity to throw to the three Bs, Baldwin, Bow, and Breston, an impressive core of receivers, especially when you throw the versatility of Dexter McCluster into that mix. But in two games, Cassel has struggled and the receivers have been outplayed. On defense, Derek Johnson and Tom Bahali, the Chiefs' two Pro Bowl linebackers, have anchored a defense built around players that are instinctive and team-oriented. When you look at the secondary and see names like Flowers, Barry, and Lewis, you can't help but think that opponents will have trouble going down the field on this group. While up front, the same problems are posed for the opposition's run game. However, the defense has not fared much better than the offense. Last week in Buffalo, when it rained, it poured points for the Bills. But that's just it. So far in 2012, the season is a surprise and has posed many questions. Who would have thought that the 0-2 Saints would be facing the 0-2 Chiefs? Who would have thought that in the same week that Eli Manning threw for 500-plus yards and almost lost, that Tom Brady would lose at Gillette to Kevin Cobb, who was playing backup for the 2-0 Cardinals? Certainly not me, and certainly not most Chiefs fans. So it goes that the Chiefs must find answers to an already puzzling 2012, and they must do so quickly. There are no excuses, no woulda, coulda, shouldas. The Chiefs must buckle down and stop the trend. They must find a way to play as they did only 1 year earlier as they lost their first three games and rallied to lead the division only 4 weeks later. On any given Sunday, we can be surprised. We're certainly surprised at this point in the season and disappointed. The surprises will need to stop in New Orleans. The Chiefs will need to uncover answers this week. If not, they'll find themselves with another loss and an even tougher set of questions moving forward.